This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live, and we're launching into the third hour of the program. You can join us. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We have the Discord call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm with you tonight. It's Ian.
And the captain.
We're going to go back to your phone calls and thoughts. We were just, actually, John is still on the line with us in Lincoln, Nebraska, and he had brought up some of the financial aspects of this coronavirus nonsense that's going on out there. Had a lot of real good critical callers towards corona,
yeah.
And the government gang's response, which of course has been to crush more and more freedoms, to destroy business freedoms first. The poor restaurant and bar, the hospitality industry, has been just decimated,
devastated
by this, with many people out of work. If you were a server 2 weeks ago, you aren't anymore. You have no job at this point. And
I was lamenting during the break that even the small businesses, I mean the really small ones, like in a great metropolis area like Seattle, we're talking hot dog vendors,
right?
You know, we're talking food trucks. Those are all out of business.
Maybe they'll come back. Maybe they won't. So we're going to, you know, get deeper into what is this $2 trillion boondoggle that got passed yesterday. We can talk more about that. Plus, earlier we discussed the checkpoints that are going into place, and apparently in Florida they're there now. Mm-hmm. Apparently, one of our callers says Michigan-Ohio's border has them. We just saw a news headline that Quebec,
province
in Canada, now has them as well. There's snitch lines set up, snitch websites set up in different places, including London and I think you said Wisconsin.
Madison, Wisconsin, and Bellevue, Washington,
yes.
Just outside Seattle.
So it's turning into a complete police state snitch society, and it's just absolutely awful. All of this based on a really questionable virus. Let's go back to John. He hung on the line here. He had more to say. Wanted to make sure he had a chance to get your thoughts out. Go ahead, John.
Well, I really just had a question. I just mainly with this whole checkpoint thing and everything, and the sheriff's department running around out here like crazy. I was going to ask you if you could. I don't know if you can recommend a dash cam on air or direct me to a site, but I want to know because. I just need a way to get a backup copy, or should you broadcast the video live if you get pulled over and harassed, or how do you save it so that a cop can't confiscate it and delete it?
Yeah, this is an excellent question, and if you're dealing with a dash cam, it's hard to really say because there's so many of them out there. I don't want to say one is particularly better than the others because I haven't really assessed a bunch of them. I've had one, and that one broke over time, and I don't remember what it was called. And then I got another one. The one that I currently have is a brand called Vantrue, V-A-N-T-R-U-E, but I can't tell you that brand is better than any others because there's literally a ton of choices out there for dash cams. The one I have is now probably 2 or 3 years old. So I'm sure it's been, you know, replaced by other models. Basically, you want to get a nice dual camera dash cam. You want to get one where you've got a camera that's facing the front so you can, you know, it's recording what's going on the road. And then you want to have the camera that's inside the car. So it's all in the same unit, right? Like it's hanging underneath your rear view mirror. It's mounted to your windshield.
Mm-hmm.
So you got one camera pointing outwards, one camera pointing inwards. And that way it's recording what's happening. Say if a cop comes up to your window, you can kind of point the camera at that and see that. It's recording what's going on inside the car. So that's an important factor. Obviously, the higher the resolution, the better. Nowadays, I can't imagine they even have low-resolution dash cams at this point. I would expect them all to be 1080p.
I just did a quick Google search. A website called dashcameras.net has a breakdown of the dash cams that have cloud storage availability. There's only a handful of them, apparently, according to this website.
I bet you're going to pay a pretty penny for that.
You probably are.
You would also have to have it hooked up to some sort of a cell phone.
Wi-Fi or something like that has to be available.
So if you want to get crazy, I'm sure there's like the crazy expensive, you know, because streaming video over the internet is not cheap. You're going to suck up a bunch of your bandwidth real fast like that. Another option, though, is I bet you these exist. I didn't look real hard for it the last time I bought one of these, but there's got to be an encrypted SD card option, meaning, you know, even if they were to confiscate the camera, that they wouldn't be able to get to the videos because they would be encrypted on the SD card, whereas most dash cams is completely unencrypted. It's just an SD card. They could pop the card out, take the card, and then, you know, when you get it back is another question.
Didn't Cell 411 have, like, the audio version of what we're talking about where you could start recording, or wasn't there another
Cell 411 had video.
But that would also upload.
Yeah, it was uploading, streaming to the internet. The thing is, I don't know what's going on with Cell 411.
But wasn't there another app that also had, like, the thing? Like, I remember when I got this particular
phone.
There
have been, yeah.
This has the fingerprint scanner, yep. So, like, you could program it. So, you know, all you got to do is swipe your index finger, and it automatically starts the audio recording and uploads it to the cloud. I can't remember the app, though.
You know, right now we're in one of the worst times for these live streaming apps, at least that I'm aware of, because all the ones that we've recommended over the years have gone under. So there was one called Quick, there was one called Bambuser. They're both gone they've been gone for years. Cell 411 was the best bet up until recently, and then somebody gave me the heads up that it is no longer on the Android App Store.
What?
And I tried to reach out to Virgil, who is the guy who's the programmer behind and a longtime supporter of Free Talk Live. I haven't heard back from the guy. So I don't know what's going on with Cell 411. My understanding, it is still on the iPhone store, so maybe there's some sort of issue that's come up and he hasn't been able to address it with Google. Maybe he's, you know, gotten distracted with other things, but I don't know what else there is as far as, like, live streaming apps. I mean, obviously you can, like, live stream to Twitch or something like that, but, you know,
sounds like there's an opportunity in the market for some entrepreneurial developer.
So, I mean, I don't have a specific recommendation for you, John, but those are some ideas that you can maybe, you know, use as a starting point. Does that help?
Yeah, thank you. Have a good night.
Very good. Thanks for the call. I appreciate hearing from you. And again, having more than one camera is always a good idea. So having the dash cam, and then also, like you're saying, Captain Kickass, having some sort of a quick shortcut. A lot of cameras have this. If you search for, find out what model of, smartphone.
Right.
Find out what model of smartphone you have. I just got a new phone the other day from Google Fi, and so I Googled or searched my model number, and then quick access to camera, like what's the shortcut, the shortest way to get to the camera. In this phone's case, if I double press the power button, it'll launch the camera no matter whether the phone is locked or unlocked.
Cool.
So, and then my old camera, if I twisted it in the right way, like I had to do like a double twist of it. It was a Motorola.
Right.
And if you twisted it twice, like sort of like cranking a key, basically, then it would launch the camera again, whether the phone was unlocked or locked, and that allows you to just start recording. Now, it's not streaming, but it is at the very least recording to a passworded device.
I can't remember the app, though. There was an app that would, you could set it up where it would run in the background and pass a cursory inspection of you know, anybody who had your passcode to get into your phone or whatever, but it would record audio and upload it at the same time without any showing any signs that it was doing.
Cell 411 had that feature.
Yeah.
They had a feature like that.
Okay.
And there is a... there's also an audio-only recording app that I'm aware of, but it's not coming to my mind in this case. So,
Well, if you're out there in listener land and you know...
It might be called, like, Cop Recorder or something like that.
If you know of any tools to help you in the fight against tyranny, give us a call.
Yeah, I mean, what's a good streaming video app that's not some mega company like YouTube or whatever? Is there anything out there? Our longtime listeners remember us talking about Bambuser and Quick. These were great little apps that were designed to do low-quality streaming, to where it was you could restrict the bandwidth of the video. It wasn't like trying to stream 1080p. You could do a lower quality stream just to get it out there, get it onto a server on the internet, and that way if the cop smashes your phone in the middle of the
or they chuck it in the river or something,
It's still whatever you recorded is already out there. So if there's something new out there that we should know about, I want to know about it, because I couldn't download Cell 411 to this new phone. I don't have it right now. And that really frustrates me, because I know a bunch of my friends have it. For listeners that don't know Cell 411, get cell411.com. The site's still up. But it links to their Google APK, or it doesn't link to an APK. You can't download just the file itself. You have to go through the Play Store, and it's broken right now. But it allowed you to, and it allows you, if you have it, to send an alert that your friends receive if they also have
a great idea
about what's happening to you. And like one of the alerts is getting pulled over. Another alert is like medical emergency or a fire. So it's useful in a lot of different ways. It's a really great app, and I hate to see it fall into disrepair. I hope if he's like going to quit, that he'll just open source it and like put it out there. So I do want to get in touch with him. More coming up.
Do you want to work from home, get paid, and forward Liberty all at the same time? Free Talk Live is looking for account executives and appointment setters. If you've got a phone, a computer, internet connectivity, initiative, and a belief in the non-aggression principle, you're qualified. Earn up to $85,000 a year full-time, $25,000 a year part-time. Set your own hours, work from home, spread freedom. Join our team and work with one of the biggest leaders in the Liberty movement. Apply now at sales.freetalklive.com. Sales.freetalklive.com.
I have a chocolate cocker spaniel named Lady and a blackmouth cur, and it's a lot of responsibility owning a dog. My dogs don't have any health problems because they're eating what they need to eat.
DINOVITE.com.
Dynavite is like pouring a multivitamin right onto their food. We'll be scooping our Dynavite, then squirting the liquid chops and the fish oil. They start salivating.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
I get my Dynavite at DINOVITE.com.
The next generation wallet is coming from Divvy. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divvy, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DivvyProject.org. DivvyProject.org. Free Talk Live is now on more than 200 radio stations nationwide. We've had more than 18 million podcast downloads, and we claim millions of listens a month. We're a multimedia ad venue with print, email, web, and terrestrial radio marketing platforms. We strive to have ad packages that cater to advertisers big and small. Contact me today at mark@freetalklive.com to see what we can do for you. mark@freetalklive.com. If you're a local advertiser, contact this station. But if you can service a national audience, contact me, mark@freetalklive.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure. Runs in my family on the mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you've got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You bring up whatever you want here. You can take control of the airwaves. Our number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Whether it's protecting yourself from police abuse, which is, I think, going to be even more useful in this particular society now that the police state is on the rise in an accelerated fashion. You're welcome to join us and talk about that or the $2 trillion legislative bonanza that got passed yesterday by Donald Trump and the rest of Congress.
All they're doing with that is just diluting the money supply. They're adding more dollars to the available number of dollars, therefore making the dollars that you currently have worth even less than they were before.
That's how it's going to happen. So we can talk about that. Your calls and thoughts also welcome our number, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Oh, and by the way, when that thing passed, Representative Thomas Massey attempted to call for a roll call vote, meaning that everybody who voted for it would be on the record.
Yeah.
And not a single other person supported him on that motion. So that died, and they did what was called a voice vote. And so you don't get to know how your so-called representative voted.
Yeah, because they know that everybody sleeps somewhere, right?
So we go to your phone calls and thoughts here also. Let's see, toll-free number if you want to join us, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live, of course, allowing you to call in and bring up what you want. Now, do you want to reach people with the ideas of liberty? You can do it from the back of your car with LibertyStickers.com. You can reach thousands of people with a bumper sticker, and you know that people love to read them. So check out the vast selection of witty, poignant, pithy, and downright bombastic liberty-oriented messages at LibertyStickers.com.
Bombastic. I love that word.
It is a good one. All right, we go back to your calls and thoughts here. Derek is listening in Jacksonville, Florida on YouTube. Go ahead, Derek.
Hey, how you guys doing tonight?
Good. What's on your mind?
Well, two things. So Jacksonville, as of tonight, issued a stay-at-home order for residents 65 and older.
Okay.
Which, I don't get it. I guess they're going to have to start doing ID checks. And another thing with the news reports, you know, what they're trying to tell us, with hundreds of NYPD cops testing positive now, I guess you can force them to stay away from you. Force them to practice social distancing. And I
haven't thought of that.
Officer, I will not, you might be infected. I will not comply for safety.
I love it.
So just spreading the ideas of liberty, guys. I'll leave it to you. Have a good night.
Good thoughts. Thanks, Derek.
That's great. I wonder, you know, if, like, when we were in the square here in Keene.
Yeah,
right,
last night.
If the cop came up, could you be like, I'm sorry, sir.
Please stay off.
At least 6 feet away from me.
Oh, that would have been hilarious. But they didn't bother us, so that's even better. We go to your calls, and we continue here. David is in San Francisco, listening in California. David, how's the lockdown going there?
Well, I got to disagree with your general principle on this. The lockdown out here is voluntary.
Really?
The general population out here, as you might know, the education level out here is like, between baby and 99, the average education level is like 2 years of college. So that means there's a lot of PhDs and masters and all sorts of... my girlfriend went to college for 35 years. So, you know, the idea that an educated population... An educated population takes care of itself, and a pack of braggarts you know, what you're talking about for the last hour or so has been dealt with in law ever since, for well over 100 years. There was a case of a woman called Typhoid Mary, and she had a built-in case of typhoid fever, and she was a restaurant worker. And the only thing that she knew how to do was to work in a restaurant, and they would find that she was giving all of her customers typhoid fever, and they would force her to quit her job, and then she would sneak down to the next restaurant and give the next batch of people typhoid fever.
Yeah, and she changed her name a couple of times before going to work at the next place, et cetera, and so on.
Well, I'm not sure about changing her name, but she went underground, so to speak, yeah. And so they eventually found a place for her on, I don't remember if she was put on Plum Island, but she was. It was basically the early formation of something like Social Security, because the woman was so poor that she had to have a job, and there was nothing like workers' comp or Social Security for her to go on. So the only thing that she could do was to keep working at the only thing that she knew how to do. And so the various laws that you're talking about incubation and about quarantining and whatnot, voluntary is certainly the smartest thing to do. And if you're smart, you're going to voluntarily lay low. Because slow.
Oh, so you're saying we're stupid, is that what you're saying?
Slow and steady wins an epidemic. Slow.
It's not an epidemic, dude. Is the flu an epidemic?
Go on and pretend, right?
Is the flu an epidemic?
You've got all of these.
David, I'm asking you a question. Is the flu an epidemic?
But this is not a flu. COVID.
Is the flu an epidemic?
This is a virus, not a flu.
Okay. You're not going to answer the question.
Don't lie.
Bye-bye.
The flu is a virus.
Yeah. You don't want to answer the question. Because people don't act like the flu is an epidemic.
Yeah.
They're calling this a pandemic. It's an epidemic. You know, somebody in the chat room, one of the people who is actually one of our moderators who seems to be really freaked out about this, he's saying that, oh, well, because there's people in every state that have it, it's an epidemic. Yeah? How many people do you know that have it? So far, almost everyone I've spoken with doesn't know anyone that has this thing. Now, that doesn't mean that people don't have it. I'm not denying that it exists. I just, until you know somebody who has it, I don't know if you can say it's an epidemic.
Or a pandemic.
Or
either.
A pandemic.
Yeah. I have the definition of pandemic. It is a disease prevalent over a whole country or the world. So
right.
What is prevalent?
What is prevalent?
Well,
just because one person has it in a, or a handful of people or dozens of people have it in a political jurisdiction that is, you know, humongous like New York, that means it's an epidemic?
The definition of prevalent, widespread in a particular area or at a particular time.
Yeah. What is widespread? Is 1% widespread?
I would think not.
Because I'm pretty sure that 1% of New York doesn't have this thing at this point. I mean, you can go and look at the numbers for yourself, you know, whatever these government-provided numbers
certainly
are.
Certainly the fear is prevalent.
Yeah, that much is true. And that's being spread by these government goons. It's being spread by the mainstream media as well. 122,666 is the current U.S. number. Let's see. Population of the United States, roughly 330 million people?
It was 395 million.
Oh, is it that much now? I thought it was 330.
Hey, either way.
You know, let's go low. Let's do a conservative estimate here. 300 million people. What is 1% of 300 million people?
327.2 as of 2018.
Yeah. What's 1% of 327 million people?
I don't know.
3 point something million, right?
Yes.
So if 100-something thousand have it, that's way less than 1%.
It's not prevalent.
I don't know if that's prevalent.
It's not common.
I don't know if that's widespread. You can share your thoughts here. This is Free Talk Live. Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
Gold has definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvenny ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556 or download their free report online at icagoldsilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces even within an IRA. 800-525-9556. icagoldsilver.com.
U.S. USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump says he's considering an enforceable quarantine to keep people safe in the areas hardest hit by the coronavirus.
I am now considering, and will make a decision very quickly, very shortly, a quarantine because it's such a hot area of New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut. We'll be announcing that one way or the other fairly soon.
He says he's spoken with New York Governor Andrew Cuomo about the quarantine, but the governor says that actually hasn't happened yet. The president says other states are also at risk.
There's a possibility that we'll do a quarantine short-term 2 weeks on New York, probably New Jersey, certain parts of Connecticut. Restrict travel because they're having problems down in Florida. A lot of New Yorkers going down. We don't want that.
This is USA Radio News.
So here's the choice. Some people say the USA is finished. It's evil, a has-been, full of hate and injustice. The U.S. Constitution should be trashed and the Bill of Rights abolished. No free speech, no gun ownership. Competition and free markets are bad. We're all too stupid. For our own good, the government must own everything and know all your secrets.
Other people say that America has created the freest, richest, happiest, most generous society that has ever existed in the world. That's why millions of people are desperate to come here and escape their brutal lives in Cuba, Venezuela, North Korea, and 100 other countries.
In America, we have the right to succeed, the right to our own living, the right to have a family, the right to believe in God, the right to have our own ideas, the right to be safe and secure, and the right to be left alone.
Where do you stand? Help us save the Constitution and restore the American dream. Go to SaveMyFreedom.com.
Brought to you by the American Media Council.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live. You can dial toll-free to join us here. The number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And with you in the studio, it's Ian.
And the Reverend Captain Kickass.
Coming up in the summertime, it's going to be Fork Fest. I was actually just asked today about Fork Fest by a local vendor who was planning on attending. Is it still happening? I said, well, as far as I know, as long as Rogers Campground doesn't close,
right,
Fork Fest is on. And that's because there's no one who can cancel Fork Fest. There's not an organizer.
It's not centralized.
Right. It's completely decentralized. The only person who could make that decision would be the owner of the campground, Rogers Campground. And so far, I checked their website. There's no notice there about anything being different at Rogers Campground. Obviously, that could change. If it does, we'll let you know. But for now, it's still planned to happen June 29th until July 5th. It's a libertarian, decentralized camping festival where you can hang out with other freedom lovers. And it's going to be a great time if it happens. And I think it's going to. But go to forkfest.party. We're planning on being there. Free Talk Live will be broadcasting from the event.
Somebody was asking earlier today about, you know, hey, when should I think about reserving, you know, my campsite or whatever?
I'd say sooner rather than later.
I mean, I've had my reservation already since, I think, the beginning of the year.
Yeah, you can get a campsite, you can do an RV site, and you can also be in the motel if you would like. There are multiple options on Rogers Campground, and it's a great time to get together with other people that care about freedom. Where better to be on Independence Day, by the way. That's going to be the very apex of the festival. It's going to be great. I'm looking forward to it. It's the fourth annual ForkFest. You go to ForkFest.party, unofficial website. You can learn more about the event there. That's ForkFest.party. Phones are loaded up here. We're going back to the phones and your calls and thoughts. We got Mary Lou. She's in Tallahassee. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Mary Lou. Listening to WVFT.
I just tuned into your show. Thanks for telling me that there were checkpoints. I didn't know that.
In Florida.
Yeah, surprise.
I didn't know that. I heard about it, but I wasn't sure. What's with all these, the need for all these ventilators in New York City? I mean, I agree with you that this whole thing smells. It really does.
Mm-hmm.
But why all these ventilators? What's that all about?
I'm not a medical expert, honestly. I probably would be the wrong person to ask about this, but it's my understanding this particular virus supposedly has effects on the lungs, and I guess ventilators can help people who are experiencing that.
I'm assuming it's because they're ramping up things like, you know, field hospitals are trying to make, motels into some sort of a field hospital, and so they want these air circulators because of the increase in that type of thing. I don't really know.
Right, because, that's a symptom. Go ahead.
This is always a major thing. I mean, is
sure.
It?
They want to make it sound like it's a major thing so people will give up their freedoms, and so the government will be able to take more of our liberties and expand the police state and expand their power over our lives, and it's working.
Right. Well, who's behind all this? I know you say the government, but do you include Trump in that, or
Trump is part of the government? So yeah, I'm going to include Trump and the Democrats and the Republicans. They almost all voted for this thing, this $2 trillion boondoggle that passed yesterday, which is of course a huge corporate welfare thing. But oh, don't worry, they're going to give everybody a check with, you know, as though that's going to somehow make a difference.
Give me liberty or give me $1,200.
To people who've lost their jobs. Or whatever, because of this, people whose businesses are going to close permanently because they were already having trouble getting their employees paid and paying the rent all at the same time. I mean, this is an economic disaster, and printing a bunch of money out isn't going to make things better.
Well, do you think this was planned out, or did it just happen that there was a virus and they just decided to take advantage of that?
See, I don't know. That's a good question, Mary Lou. I think there's a lot of people out there who would say that this virus was engineered, that it was released purposely, whether it was done by the Chinese government or by the U.S. government or somebody else. It's really hard to say. I don't think that's a question that's ever going to probably have an answer. It's going to be one of those things that, you know, like the Kennedy assassination, people will speculate about, like 9/11. Whatever the story is, the reality is they're using it to springboard into more of a police state. And that was true with 9/11 as well. I mean, there have been conspiracy theories swirling around that for 2 decades now.
Okay. All right.
Thanks, Mary Lou, for your call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. Let's continue. And we go to Ron. He's in Daytona, Florida, listening to WNDB. Hello, Ron. Oh, you got to turn down that radio.
And we go to
Ron.
Ron. He's in Daytona.
Turn it down. Got to turn it down.
Turn down the radio.
Ron.
Hello there. Can you hear me?
Yeah. You got to turn down the radio when you're on hold, my man.
I have the rate. My volume is down.
All right. Go ahead.
I know my feedback and all. But anyway, I've been listening for a long time. You guys do a great job.
Thanks.
Been
go ahead.
Informing show. I would say show or program where you give out a whole bunch of information. I was calling tonight about the – I was going to make a comment on the guy who called in. About the flu.
Please, you're here. Go ahead.
When you ask the guy, was the flu a virus? Influenza, I agree, it is the flu. Influenza is a virus.
Virus, yeah.
The flu is a virus. I'm just saying, the onus of definition of these, an epidemic is a widespread outbreak.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas a catastrophe is a widespread disaster.
Okay.
So, but what I'm going
to do you consider this to be widespread, this coronavirus?
You know, I'm going to make a comment on that. I really don't know. There is nothing abstract, nothing that I can put my hand on, nothing concrete. I can't give you a yes or a no on that. I believe that well, I know according to the newspapers and the television radio that it's widespread all the way around the United States and other countries as well. But I don't think it's bad as people think it is.
Mm-hmm.
That's my own personal opinion now.
Do you know anyone that's contracted it?
I personally don't know anyone that has contracted it.
You do not know. Okay.
No, I don't know. And I'm in the public all the time. I've been a public relations person. I work with a few, a number of people, but I don't know anybody personally, relative or non-relative, who has contracted this coronavirus.
Ron, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate your opinion. Thanks for sharing it with us.
So this from Medical News Today, their website, talking about they're comparing COVID to the flu.
Mm-hmm.
And they say transmission, both the SARS-CoV-2, that's the coronavirus,
okay,
and the flu virus can spread through person-to-person contact. So Medical News Today stating that both of these are viruses.
Mm-hmm.
Just to
clarify. Yeah. Let's continue here. We've got James. He's actually calling from Tonto National Forest. James, you're on Free Talk Live. James? In the National Forest, going once. James, going twice.
Yes, I'll be damned.
Hello.
Ooh, chemotherapy.
You're on the air.
I have, mental and spiritual therapy. I did something today. Sassafras couldn't keep up with me for 1 minute, and I did it for 5 hours. And that's literally the case.
What was that, playing with yourself?
Myself. That's very funny.
Thanks for the call.
Hey, James. I
hung up on him.
No, that's all right. He's listening. Yeah. I can lose weight, but you can't get any smarter.
Or nicer, apparently. Let's talk to Roger in southern New Mexico. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Roger.
Yes, I've got a solution. Nobody even talks about it.
All right, let's hear it.
There's an Austrian medical team. They went to China early on to get to the bottom of it. They found out the solution. Heat kills viruses.
Okay,
what they found out was if you gargle with hot water, hotter as you can handle it, and they use two key words, gargle it in your oral cavity.
Mm-hmm.
Oral cavity is the key. That's your vocal cavity. Your voice box.
Yeah.
It's the way they put it, it's the gateway to your lungs, and the enemy's at the gate.
So how often do you have to do this? Is this like every hour or like what?
That's the question. How come nobody's investigating it?
I don't know. It's an interesting question. Roger, thanks for the call, man. I don't know if I want to put scalding hot water down my throat. That doesn't sound like a good plan. But hey, you know what? It's your throat. You do what you want with it.
Gargle whatever you like with your oral cavity.
Talk live.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Attention, fellow Americans. We are now at an all-time high risk of illnesses due to pathogens and viruses, so it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. Do it with new nanocolloidal silver from Americare. Using a patented process with tiny silver particles 1/100th the size of a red blood cell that allows for maximum absorption, Americare's nanocolloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it inhibits bacteria bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever at around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Moments remain, maybe enough time for you if you are on the line. If you're not, we might be able to get you in still. Actually, a couple lines open at 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. But it's been almost wall-to-wall phone calls all night.
Thank you to all of our callers.
Some amazing calls tonight. And, yeah, thank you very much. And thank you, Captain Kickass. What's your website?
LCaptainKickass.com, ElCaptainKickass.com.
And you will find some song parodies.
Oh, I make funny.
Done there. And people need funny right now.
They do.
So go and check that out. LCaptainKickass.com. We're going to continue taking more of your calls and thoughts. And don't forget also freetalklive.com for archives and all kinds of, you know, free content, webcam. It's all there at freetalklive.com. We're going to go back to the phones to the fun. Let's talk to... Billy is on the line. He is in Little Rock, Arkansas, and he's listening via DLive, which is one of our video streaming sites. Uh-huh. It's DLive.LRN.FM. Let's bring Billy on the line here. Go ahead, Billy.
Good evening, gentlemen. How's it going tonight?
Welcome, sir. You're on the air.
Oh, well, just lovely. Well, in this time of crisis, I'm just wondering now, how would you go about taking care of that beard? Is it going to be considered a health risk in this time of crisis, or will it get past the national the health service registration?
As the resident beardo on Free Talk Live, I just use some coconut oil. That's it.
Thanks for the call, Billy. I appreciate hearing from you.
Damn it, Billy!
By the way, our last call, not Billy, but the one prior to that, who was talking about gargling with, like, super hot water in order to supposedly kill the virus, it sounded bad on its face.
Snake oil salesman.
Yeah, it sounded bad, just like, I already said to him, look, that doesn't sound like a good plan. Makona 512 in our chat room on Discord at discord.lrn.fm. He says, what the caller said doesn't work. The temperature needed to damage a virus will cause permanent damage to your throat. He says you would need to sustain over 167 Fahrenheit degree water in your throat for at least a minute.
Why isn't anybody looking into this?
In order to kill a virus. So
I mean, I didn't know until just now either. I shouldn't make fun of the guy, but like apparently this is why.
Yeah, you probably don't want to do that. You don't want to take medical advice from random callers to talk radio. It's a general,
what?
It's a general rule. Let's go to Johnny. He's in Daytona Beach listening to WNDB. Go ahead, Johnny.
Hey, how you doing, buddy?
Good, man. Go ahead.
I just want to make a comment about this stimulus check.
Right.
Now, I pay payments on back child support, but, you know, do I still get that check?
Oh, I don't know. I doubt it. I know the federal government likes to do things like if you owe them any money whatsoever, you don't even get your income tax refund. They'll do this for, you know, fines. They'll do it for student loans. And so my guess would be that if they are going to issue you a check, that it might be issued, but then they might intercept it themselves and keep it and then send you a letter that says, hey, we did issue you a government cheese check, but because you owe us money, we hijacked it, and we'll apply that to your other debt. That's my
guess.
That's
a good prediction, I would say.
I'm not an attorney. I'm not a government employee, so I don't know for a fact, but that's how I imagine
Johnny,
it
thanks for the call, man. I appreciate it, dude. Thank you. Let's go to David. He's in Albuquerque. David, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello.
Yeah, the governor of first of all, people should be familiar with the governor of New Mexico. Look her up. She got a funny ad, political ad she ran. Just Google Michelle Lujan Grisham or governor of New Mexico, Trump's wall, where she crashes through some sheetrock in a very amusing manner. So you can see the little troll witch Oompa Loompa that I'm talking about. And what she did in relation to this, her latest move, on top of all the other moves she's already done, is if you fly New Mexico True, hashtag New Mexico True, we'll call this hashtag New Mexico Screw. If you fly in to the state of New Mexico, and then you are required by law or by her order, which is law, to self-quarantine for 2 weeks. And if you do not do it voluntarily, you will be forced. They isolate you by force if you don't do it voluntarily. She has stated that publicly.
Wait, David. So,
that's voluntary.
You know that the nickname for New Mexico, their motto is the land of enchantment. But
of course,
the folks who have been there and gotten out, nickname it the land of entrapment, because there's more people in New Mexico prisons not from New Mexico than any other section of prison. So it's called the land of entrapment. But now they've taken that to a new level. If you fly there, you are then trapped for at least 14 days.
Wow.
Right?
Yeah, it's like flypaper. So if you fly in, like I said, you got to self isolate. And I'm sure you'll be told. I'm sure you'll be met at the gate of the airplane. If you didn't already know, I'm sure there will be somebody telling you. And let me say again, Michelle Lujan Grisham, Lujan Grisham, she stated that you will be in essence be jailed. You will actually be trapped in some space, whether it's your own home or somewhere else. If you don't do it voluntarily, you will be abducted, kidnapped, falsely imprisoned.
Now, I'm sorry, I missed one point here, David. Is this applying to everyone coming into New Mexico or only from, like, New York City or...
Good question.
Anybody who comes off of an airplane. Anybody who flies in.
Oh, man.
I've said this in the first hour. I've said it in the second hour. I'm going to say it here in the third hour as well. Your rights as a human being do not cease to exist because there's a frickin' virus.
Thanks for the call, David. I appreciate hearing from you. We go to Chris. He's in Texarkana listening to KTFS. Hello, Chris. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hi. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Yeah, I called in a few weeks ago talking about former President Bush's quote. I think it was a speech to Congress about how freedom was attacked on 9/11.
Oh, I thought you were going to say, you fooled me once, but you fooled me twice. Well, you can't fool me twice.
Sorry, I apologize ahead. To veterans. I didn't mean to sound like they fought for nothing. I think
Well, I'll say it. Veterans, you fought for nothing. You fought for the will of politicians and the politicians' glory and whatever plans the politicians had at the time. And
factually speaking,
they used you. Sorry. Go ahead, Chris. What were you calling about?
I think there's something we're all missing. And
what's that?
There's something going on that we're not seeing. So.
Okay. Pull back take off the rose-colored glasses. What are we missing here? What do you
think? First of all, I'm 100% patriot, and I believe in 100% rights, first of all.
Okay.
So I'm noticing what's happening while we are social distancing. Mm-hmm. I think that's a buzzword.
And yeah, there's nothing social about it.
Well, what can't happen while we're not all together in one spot?
Do you want me to answer that question? I'm not sure what you're getting at here.
If we're not in one spot, what events? You know, all events are closed right now, shut down.
Uh-huh. Right.
So what events can't happen?
Lots of things. What are you trying to lead towards, man? We're short on time here.
Okay. Let's see how this plays out. Okay? I'm just saying. Don't go out and shoot cops that are telling you to stay home. Okay.
Yeah, I don't agree that violence. I don't think violence is going to solve problems here. But that also doesn't mean you should obey the police either.
So hopefully, you're not hearing from us. Hey, you go out and shoot some cops. No, that's not.
That's what one caller alluded to.
He did allude to that earlier tonight.
That's true. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Hey, thanks for the call, Chris. I appreciate hearing from you. So this $2 trillion thing got signed yesterday. Trump, while he was like talking about it, said it was like $2 trillion, but also $6.2 trillion. And I did see some sort of a story about possibly $4 trillion being allocated to business loans.
Well, and I saw a story that said they're going to do unlimited QE, quantitative easing. So it doesn't matter. They're going to do whatever they want.
The Federal Reserve has gotten rid of its reserve requirement. Now banks can have 0% in reserve and loan out money on 0%.
Oh man, I did see something. It was a link. It said something like get your 0% coronavirus loan. It's a loan. Yeah. Apparently banks have been authorized to offer you a bailout loan at 0% interest. But still you have to pay that back, so that's not really a bailout.
Yeah.
Offering the loan you money.
It's going to be a mess. The dollar is going to be in real bad shape. And look, just remember, the government's own budget, from what I understand, is like $4 trillion or something. I don't have the number in front of me, but like $2.2 trillion is like half of the government's budget. It's going to be another tenth added to the national debt.
Yep.
And it ain't going to stop with $2.2 trillion, folks.
Nope.
There's going to be more coming soon, so you may want to consider diversifying what you have in savings, maybe a little precious metals, maybe a little cryptocurrency. I'm not an investment advisor, but that's something to consider. We'll see you tomorrow night online. In the meantime, at freetalklive.com.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? Do you kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream, for everyone to use it in everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that's as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more, and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.